You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And a very good morning, boys and girls. I tell you, we're looking out of the studio window this morning. It doesn't look a very good morning at all. Anyway, welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Terry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. We're just a minute after 7. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Breakfast Show, Jerry D, starting now. August the 8th, by the way, is today's date, Tuesday. Going back in time to the year 1876, we've got somebody celebrating, or would have been celebrating, a birthday today. Charles Hamilton. He was an English writer, and he used a variety of pen names as well, generally using a different name for each set of characters he wrote about, the most famous being Frank Richard for the Greyfriars School stories, featuring a character called Billy Bunter. In fact, actually, I remember we had a series on TV back in the day about Billy Bunter.
Good morning, world.
Hello. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
lovely to hear the voice of Ollie NJ, that's what we used to call her, Olivia Newton-John there, taking the lead in Xanadu. And let me see, what else have I got to? I've got lots to tell you this morning. I've got a guest coming in later on today, so I'll tell you all about that. Right now I'm going to settle down, have a cup of coffee, get ready for the rest of the morning. This is Ashford and Simpson. Love Don't Make It Right is what it's called.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go with Survivor and Eye of the Tiger. We're just making our way time-wise, about 25 seconds away from shower time here on this morning's breakfast show. Quick good mornings. We're going to look at these a little bit later. I see Renee, Mary Lou, Ed. Good morning to you guys. And I'll be coming back to you in a little bit as we get in. But right now, it's time to do this. Yes, you're in the shower on your way to where it is you're going. It is a very overcast, just flat grey when we look out of the studio window. This will cheer you up a bit, though. Ta-pow! It's called This Girl. I tell you what, that sounds a bit like me when I wake up in the mornings. Anyway, time to get you out of the shower. And on your way, there we go. In the shower to power this morning and this girl. Right, let's say some good morning, shall we? We'll start, I think, over there in Athens, in Greece, and saying a very good morning to Renee and Rick. Rick, of course, is working. Renee is, well... She says, good morning. It's self-care day, or was self-care day, for me. Mani-pedi sprucing up for our mini-vacay. Yes, mini-vacation. We're going on starting Saturday. Road trip to Peloponnese. That's what it looks like, anyway. Oh, by the way, they just finished watching Fur Bar. That's a series I recommended with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. It is great fun. Finished it last night. Loved it. Thanks for the recommendation. Very entertaining. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. Comes from Genesis. It's this one. That's all. Enjoy that mini vacay. Starting Saturday. Rick does have to work, right?
It's going all right. I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same. It's just a shame. That's all. I could say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same. It's just a shame. And that's all.
Genesis, and that's all for Renee this morning. She does say, by the way, she was just explaining their mini vacation because, apparently they're all off work next week in Greece. It says big holiday here next week. Everybody takes off on vacation. Rick's office is closest for the week, but knowing him, he'll still do some work. I should think so too. Could be the whole week off and the holiday's on Tuesday, the 15th. So anyway, enjoy. Make the most of it. I would. And let's say a very good morning as well to Ed, Ed Versailles. Good morning to you, Ed. He was, by the way, our winner yesterday of our memorabilia for King Charles's coronation. So we've got one to give away today. We're going to be doing that in the second hour today. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. But anyway, getting back to Ed, he says, very pleased indeed with the memorabilia items within the giveaway package. Now, you must know by now, I'm an avid country guy. Okay. Yes, I had sort of twigged on. Sorry, it goes on to say, but I'd like to switch it up today with a suggestion brought to my attention yesterday. Oh, by Coldplay. Can you play that for us? Of course we can. Let me dig it out. There we go. Oh, from Coldplay. And, yeah, you say, greetings to everybody. That's Coldplay and and that's going out to Ed this morning, Ed Versailles. And let me see, what was I going to do? Oh yes, let me just tell you about the giveaway very quickly before we take a look at We'll have a break and then look at some of the news items international for this morning. We've got this wonderful package which was donated to us by Paul and Maria Dixon, and we've got five to give away. We gave one away yesterday, we can do another one today. It comprises of a nice bag which you can use for your shopping with King Charles's emblem on the front. This is all from his coronation, and it also includes a commemoration mug. There's a bookmark, there's a fridge magnet, and there's also a key ring in there as well. And we're going to be giving it away. I've got a question for you. It's not easy. Well, will be. Could be. And then the first person to call us on 223-5162 later on today, we'll get that. We're going to do that in the second hour today. We're sort of spreading it around, give a lot of other people a chance, because we know we've got some listen in the different hours of the day. But anyway, enough waffling on from me. We're going to take that quick break, and we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
Edinburgh Car Service Express.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And let's take a look at some of the international news stories for this morning. China repeated its call for the Philippines to tow away a grounded warship, a World War II era vessel now used as a military outpost, from a disputed shoal on Tuesday after Manila, by the way, rejected Beijing's demands, and they are insisting. Tensions have soared between the two neighbours over the South China Sea under Philippine President Fernando Marcos Jr., with Manila pivoting back to the United States, which supports the Southeast Asian nation in its maritime disputes with China. The second Thomas Shoal, locally known as Ayugin, is home to a handful of troops living aboard the former warship Sierra Madre, which Manila grounded there in 1999 to reinforce its sovereignty claims. South Korea on Tuesday evacuated the majority of teenage scouts from their campsite ahead of an approaching typhoon, the latest disruption to the World Scout Jamboree, which has been marred by illness and criticism of its organizations and facilities. More than 1,000 buses were being deployed to move the scouts out of the southwest, a region that Typhoon Kanun is expected to hit as early as tomorrow, Wednesday. Now, there are about 36,000 participants at the campsite. This is near Buan City, and more than two-thirds have already left, Interior Minister Lee Sang-min told reporters. Sea ice in the Antarctic region has fallen to a record low this year as a result of rising global temperatures, and there is no quick fix to reverse the damage that's been done, scientists said on Tuesday in a new study of the impact of climate change on the continent. The continent's minimum summer ice cover, which last year dipped below 2 million square kilometres, For the first time since satellite monitoring began in 1978. Will it fallen further to a new low in February, according to a study published in the journal Frontiers in Environmental Science? Japan cancelled hundreds of flights and advised more than 60,000 households to evacuate some southern regions on Tuesday as Typhoon Kanun packing heavy rain and strong winds slowly heads westwards days after raging through Okinawa. The typhoon, which is projected to reach South Korea's southern coast on Thursday, is lingering in the Pacific Ocean, about 200 kilometers south of Japan's third largest island, Kyushu, Japan Meteorological Agency has reported. India in recent months has barred domestic manufacturers of military drones from using components made in China over concerns about security vulnerabilities, according to four defense and industry officials and documents reviewed by Reuters. The measure comes amid tensions between the nuclear-armed neighbors and as New Delhi pursues a military modernization that envisages greater use of unmanned quadcopters, long-endurance systems, and other autonomous platforms. Moody's cut credit ratings of several small to mid-sized U.S. banks on Monday and said that it may downgrade some of the nation's biggest lenders, warning that the sector's credit strength will likely be tested by funding risks and weaker profitability. Moody's cut the ratings of 10 banks by one notch and placed six banking giants, including Bank of New York, Mellon, U.S. Bancorp, State Street, and Truist Financial on review for potential downgrades. And Italy dealt a surprise blow to its banks and sent shockwaves across the sector in Europe by setting a one-off 40% tax on profits reaped from higher interest rates. This is after reprimanding lenders for failing to reward the depositors. Sharply higher official interest rates have yielded record profits for banks as the cost of loans soared while lenders held off paying more on deposits. China's imports and exports fell much faster than expected in July as weaker demand threatens recovery prospects in the world's second largest economy, heightening pressure for authorities to release fresh stimulus to steady growth. The grim trade numbers reinforce expectations that economic activity could slow further in the third quarter, with construction, manufacturing and services activity, foreign direct investment and industrial profits all weakening. Imports dropped to 12.4% in July, year on year. Customs data showed on Tuesday missing a forecast fall of 5% in a returns poll and off a 6.8% decline in June. Meanwhile, exports contracted 14.5%, steeper than an expected 12.5% decline and the previous month's 12.4% fall. European shares dropped on Tuesday as Italian banks came under pressure after the cabinet approved a 40% windfall tax on lenders, while the sticky inflation print from Germany and weak China trade data further soured investor sentiment. Now, the measures so far are clearly exclusive to the Italian market, but clearly the move itself does drag attention to other financial institutions within the continent, which have also benefited from a profitability standpoint. The pan-European Stoxx 600 index, that fell 0.6%, while Italy's banking heavy FTSE, the FTSE, MIB, dropped 2.1% to hit its lowest level in 4 weeks. Oil prices, they fell by more than 1.5% on Tuesday after data showed China's imports and exports fell much more than expected in July, in yet another sign of a sluggish post-COVID rebound for the world's largest oil importer. Brent crude futures, they were down $1.33, or about 1.6%, at $84.01 a barrel. That was at 10:47 GMT today. And U.S. West Texas intermediate crude was down $1.23, or about 1.5%, at $80.71. Right. After that, you might all fancy going back to bed.
Na, 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 na.
Talking about you.
Yes, indeed. There we go. Steam. And Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. And before that one, it was Inner Circle, and a little thing called Games People Play. Right, just looking, I've got another birthday for you for today. Born on this day, that's the 8th of August, and we're going to go back to the year 1879, was American physician and surgeon who co-founded Alcoholics Anonymous. Bob Smith was his name. He did this together with a gentleman whose name was Bill Wilson, more commonly known just as Bill W. So we don't really know who it is because they're anonymous, remember? We do have, of course, Alcoholics Anonymous here, so if you do have a problem, just look them up. There's always somebody there, always ready to help.
Give me time.
Culture Club and Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Right, let me see. Mary Lou's just dropped us a little note. Says, Mary Lou says, good day, everybody. I tell you what, just looking out the studio window, it is very, very grey. Not quite to the point where sometimes you get a grey sky and a grey sea and you can't see the horizon. You can see the horizon, the sky's a little bit lighter. But it's very, very flat. It doesn't, the clouds don't look threatening, they just look enveloping. Yes, enveloping. Yes, there we are. Work that one out. Here's Suede. Beautiful ones. There we go, Suede, and that was Beautiful Ones. Another birthday for today, an actor, great actor, Dustin Hoffman, American actor known for his versatile portrayals of anti-heroes and vulnerable types of characters. Some of his films, include What's the Graduate, Papillon, Marathon Man, Little Big Man, Midnight Cowboy, of course, All of the President's Men, Kramer vs. Kramer, Tootsie, and Rain Man. Tootsie, that was a great movie, doesn't it? The one I remember, though, I tell you what, marvellous piece of music. I always remember the music, perhaps a little bit better than the film. It was for Midnight Cowboy, and the music was by John Barry. Of course, John Barry went on, did all the themes for James Bond as well, most of them at any rate. there we go. Beautiful, isn't it? That's Sir John Barry and the theme from Midnight Cowboy. That harmonica, quite haunting. Just love that great harmonica playing in that. Right, we're just making our way up towards the top of the hour. Let me just remind you, we're going to be checking with Ingrid, of course, within the next hour, probably in around about 25 minutes time. Also in the hour, probably after Ingrid, a couple of tunes after Ingrid, we're going to be giving away today our second of five. We're giving one away each day this week. That's a lovely coronation memorabilia bag, which has got the King Charles's logo on the front. And we've also got a commemoration mug of his coronation. We've got a bookmark. We have a fridge magnet. And we have a key ring in there as well. So all that in one package. We're giving one away each day this week. All you have to do is answer a question. The question will be to do with Great Britain. And you just got to answer the question, give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Make a note of that. 223-5162. And say we're going to be doing, if nobody gets it, we'll just keep going through the day. And tomorrow we'll start with a different question. But we've got five in total to give away, so we're giving one away. And the last one, by the way, the person who wins the last one, now you might want to. Might want to wait, perhaps not. We're going to give that in person, myself and Yasmin. We're going to go to Orbinwell. We're going to Pedro Mandinga's run by Beer Argentina, and we'll offer you some drinks and some snacks, and we'll give you the bag there. So there we go. Try and make life a little bit interesting here. That'll make a change, you say? Right, time for the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valet Motors.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Who is? Don't touch that
dial. Look into these eyes of mine and take away my pain. Fall into my arms tonight, let the world but still I will be here beside you, right beside you. When the world is against you, I will protect you, darling. Burdens of the world around me and people seem unkind. I just need to be beside you. You give me peace of mind. And when I fail to be everything I tell you I will be, I know in your eyes I'll find forgiveness for me. The rain will fall, our hearts will break, and still I will be here beside you, right beside you. Where the world is against you, I will protect you, darling, we'll be.
There we go. It's called An Army of Two Dum-Dums. Right, we're 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. A couple of requests to get in. We'll take one now and then we'll do the other one after we've checked in with Ingrid for this morning. Don't forget, she's up in Stardust Unidos. Right, now let's see. Let's say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman. Good morning to you, Christopher. Says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. And you asked if we could play Walk Like a Man by Grand Funk Railroad.
morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? I'm sitting here with my sister. I'm drinking coffee. She's drinking water. She's got some humpity-hump-hump thing pumping a pump on her arms now. She says it's going to make her look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not even going to say that because it's katsu. I can't even pronounce it. What is it?
Katsu.
Okay, she's getting all packed up. We got her luggage all ready to go. She's going to get on a plane and go fly to the north. She's going to see her daughter, her granddaughter, and her son-in-law. She is just so happy. She's ready to go. But we have our little morning thing. I drink coffee. She drinks water. We sitting in bed and we doing the girl gossip. You know how that is. You guys gotta say something. Gotta say something here. Gotta say something there. Well, we had such a day yesterday. It was so much fun. She needed to get her oil changed in her car and we just had one melee after another. It was just so much fun. Got to do all kinds of things. Find things I didn't even know. I even got parts for my car from an auto store that they don't sell the Nissan X-Trail up here in the Estados Unidos, but I was able to find a dome bulb for that. Called the cook, found out she needed a battery for her car to open her car door, but it was $125 at the dealership, and of course my sister found it at the car parts store for, are you ready? $7.99. So yeah, we bought two. Not going to take a chance on that one. We had a grand time, and then we had some good eats for dinner. What did we have for dinner?
Meatloaf.
Oh, my goodness. She almost forgot. She taught me how to make meatloaf. Yeah, meatloaf. And I had a great big old pasta salad with cucumbers and tomatoes. My sister turning into a gourmet cook. Look out, cook. My sister's in competition with you, and she doesn't even eat meat. Yeah, so we've been working with my mom, have to do a few things here. So I'm going to take my sister to the airport. She's going to get on the avion, and hopefully, y'all, now, I know you all are really kind when I'm in Panama, and you get out of the way when I'm traveling into the city. Get off the roads here in Florida. Okay, until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Y'all, and sing it with me. Car wash. Sing it with feeling, y'all. Car wash.
And there we go, yes, Rolls Royce there in Car Wash. Right, I tell you what, we're going to do one more request. After that, we're going to do our giveaway competition. Yes, we're giving away that beautiful sort of commemorative bag that you can take to go shopping. Feel a bit royal because it's got King Charles III's logo on it. And also inside, you'll find a commemorative mug. Inside the commemorative mug, you'll find a key ring and also a fridge magnet. And also in there, you will find a bookmark as well. All commemorative items from the coronation of King Charles III. So we're going to be giving that away. The rules are simple. We're going to ask you a question. It's to do with Great Britain. And then we are going to ask you to call Yasmin. No WhatsApp. It's all going to be done by the phone. Call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. And the first person who calls in and gets it right is the winner. There you are. It's as simple as that. Anyway, we're going to do this request. This comes from Mary Lou. And Mary Lou wishes everybody a good morning. By the way, it's your light today. I think it must be fairly not too hot out there today with all the clouds. She says it's a very cloudy day. You asked if we could play Over the Hills and Far Away from Nightwish. rather like that. Nightwish and Over the Hills and Far Away. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we are just coming up 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. You missed the news at 8, don't forget we've got it again for you at 9. And our guest in the last hour this morning, Jaime Chirico, is coming in to chat with us. Tips for relaxing and breathing apparently as well, which is very important, even when you're relaxing. Good morning, yes?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is a happy Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Cloudy Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Yes, everybody loves it, don't we? We need some rain. A little bit of rain yesterday, but not too much.
Yeah.
Now, it's that time. We're going to give away another of those bags of goodies.
Mm-hmm. You know, the good thing is that everybody's learning about. Because for me, yesterday, I didn't know that. I didn't know what the question you made yesterday.
No, what was it?
The Guy...
Oh, yes, Guy Fawkes.
Guy Fawkes.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Guy Fawkes, yes, the gentleman that tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations to Eduardo, because he was the winner.
He did. He knew that, yes. Yeah, he came and picked up his packages and got a picture.
And he did a great investigation. He told me everything.
Oh,
good job.
Oh, well done. Okay, well... All our questions are going to be to do with Great Britain, of course, because this is, we've got, and let me just tell you again, it's a bag, a cloth bag that you can use for a bit of shopping, with the emblem, the emblem for King Charles III. Mm-hmm. These are all the items for the coronation, and I must again tell everybody it was donated to us with a big thank you to Paul and Maria Dixon over there in South London in the UK. Big thank you to them. They brought that over when they came over earlier in the year. And so yeah, all the questions, so we've got the bag, there's a commemorative mug. Inside the mug you'll find a keychain, and you'll also find a fridge magnet. And there's also a bookmark in there. So you can, if you're using your books on your on your phone, you can just lay that on top of the screen. if you're reading real books, you can put it in where you left off. So that's what we've got for you today. So now, the rules are simple. I'm going to ask a question, and you need to call Yasmin on 223-5162. Got that? 223-5162. Call Yasmin, give her the answer. If the answer is correct, well, congratulations. If it's not, it moves on to the next person that calls in, and so on, and so on. We got five of these. We gave one away yesterday, and then we did that in the first hour. Today we're doing it in this hour. Tomorrow will be in the last hour. Then we'll go back to the first and the second hours. And the winner, by the way, on Friday, we'll arrange with them. Yaz and I are going to take them for some nibbles and drinks at Pedro Mandinga in Argentina, and give them their prize.
Wow.
See, there's always a deficit, you know. Can't I just have the bag? No. Right. So anyway, for today, just for the bag, the question is this. Now, of course, Britain, Great Britain, is made up of four nations, really. Four nations. You've got England, you've got Northern Ireland, you've got Scotland, and you've got Wales. Each one of them has a specific national flower. So the question is this. What are the national flowers of England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales? What are the national flowers of England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, and Wales? That is the question. All you've got to do is call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162.
Why is it hurting? Why did
does it hurt all the time? Why must I hurt to feel something? Why must I hurt myself all the time? Why does it hurt? Why is it hurting? Why does it hurt?
since I was 17. Oh, and you saw what you chose to live on. But now it's more than a wish, it's a dream. Now I don't understand how you can hold me back. You said, baby, learn your lessons when you step on cracks. So no, there's no time to fall. How you go? I'll get what I want to see. Cause I let you dress so carefully. And you won't. Some other may I sleep with, the danger please. It's been knocking on my door since I was 17. Oh, and you saw. But now it's more than a wish, it's a dream.
Two in a row. It was good, wasn't it? Yes, that was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah. Where are you going? It's not time to go home yet.
I'm here.
That was a good one. In actual fact, Paul, over there in London, who kindly donated them to us, he says, gosh, no idea, national flowers, gonna have to look them up.
Wow.
I guess somebody who did was Felipe. Oh. Congratulations to Felipe. Yay. Felipe Rios. He got the answer correct, and he's won that bag of goodies. Thanks to Paul and Maria. Mm-hmm. And what the question was, what are Britain's national flowers?
Mm-hmm.
England, mm-hmm, is the rose.
Mm-hmm.
Shamrock, Northern Ireland. The thistle is Scotland. And Wales is the daffodil.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the national flowers. And let's see, I give you a little bit of info. The flowers have been adapted as England's emblem. This is the rose. The English rose. The flowers have been adapted as England's emblem since the time of the Wars of the Roses, which was back in 1455 to 1485. The civil wars between the Royal House of Lancaster, whose emblem was a red rose, and the Royal House of York, whose emblem was a white rose. So there, that's the English one. National flower of Northern Ireland is the shamrock, a three-leaved plant, similar to clover, which is said to have been used by St. Patrick to illustrate the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. The Scottish natural flower is the thistle, because they're thorny, is a prickly leaf purple flower, which was first used in the 15th century as a symbol of defence. The three flowers, the rose, the thistle and the shamrock, are often displayed beneath the shield on the royal coat of arms. Now, the national flower of Wales is usually considered to be the daffodil, which is traditionally worn on St. David's Day. However, the humble leek, which is a sort of like a vegetable, isn't it, is also considered to be traditional emblem of Wales, possibly because its colours, white over green, echo the ancient Welsh standard. So there we go. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Exactly.
See, you learned something else today. Mm-hmm. Now. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, the thistle's a bit prickly. To all our Scottish out there. Yes. Anyway, congratulations to Felipe for that. And please don't forget, by the way, if you want to join in, we're not taking WhatsApps. You have to call Yasmin on 223-5162. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to be doing another giveaway that's going to be in the last hour of tomorrow's program. So keep your ears open for that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Back to the music. This is Coldplay. Second one from Coldplay. We had the request for Coldplay earlier this morning. This is Every Teardrop is a Waterfall from Coldplay. Keep an eye on the time. We are about 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've missed the news at 8, got it again at the top of the hour.
I turn the music up, I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song. And all the kids, they dance, all the kids are mad. Until morning, all it feels another life. I turn the music up, I'm on the road aside. The hammer is inside.
Cause he chose your mind.
of the Greg Kin Band there, and Jeopardy following on from Coldplay's Every Teardrop is a Waterfall. Good morning to Andre. Andre has just sent us in a request. I thought this was quite good fun. See, that's another one. Here we go. He said, a song for waking up today, Jerry. And could you dedicate it to all dog owners who have to walk them in the mornings? It's from the Baha Men. Join in. Sing along to that one. I tell you what, Andre also sent me a great little story as well, which I want to relay to you. It's not overly lengthy, but it's quite lengthy, so I'm not going to do it now because we're going to go to the news in a minute. But when we come back, I'll relay it to you. So, yeah, thanks for that. Who let the dogs out? Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We're just a minute away from the top of the hour. Don't forget, joining me in the next hour, this morning's program, probably around about 9:25, 9:30. We've got Jaime coming in, Jaime Tarigo, and he's going to be telling us about relaxation and how best to breathe. All right, so that's coming up in the last hour of this morning program here on the Breakfast Show. But for right now, if you missed the news at 8 o'clock this morning, I've got it for you once again.
A Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on there on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah. That's us.
Because we play
this.
What you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Sweet and lonely, you a dollar or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright alright,
da da settle down. She's rich, she's nice. Bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
The debut single, it might just be as good as that one. In the summertime, it was released in 1970. It's the debut single by the British band, of course, Mungo Jerry. Reached number one in charts around the world, including 7 weeks on the UK singles chart, 2 weeks on one of the Canadian charts, and number three on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart in the United States. Became one of the best-selling singles of all time, eventually selling 30 million copies, written and composed by the band's lead singer, a guy called Ray Dorset, while working in a lab for Timex. Remember Timex? Yes, the watches. Well, remember them still going. Ticka 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 Timex. Never mind. The lyrics of the song celebrate the carefree days of summer. The track was included also on the second album by the band called Electronically Tested, issued in March of 1971. Voice of Dionne Warwick, or as we would say in English, Warwick is how we do have a town that's called Warwick, which is spelt exactly the same way. You say tomato, I say tomato. Now, I mentioned Henri had a nice story for us this morning, so I'm just going to get that up here on my screen. Don't go away, I'll be with you in a minute. Here we go. And he says here, an unexpected consequence of a tour that I guided this Friday. A female dog abandoned in Port Corutu in Panama has just been rescued by Mrs. Candace, a lawyer from New York, who came to visit an Embera village in the Chagres National Park last Friday. When coming back, she saw the dog in a group of stray dogs and decided she wanted to rescue that one. Well, the following day, this was Monday the 31st, she rented a car and drove back there to get the dog. Found the dog, took the dog to the veterinary clinic in Panama, where now she is being treated. And after that, her benefactor wants to take the dog named Rosita to her home in New York. How about that? Or to have her adopted there in the United States. I've been translating for her. I've been translating for her with the police and then with the veterinarian. It's going to cost her a bone in medical treatment for the dog and in red tape for the air travel, but she's clearly decided. She is dedicated to an NGO of rescuing dogs in New York, and she is in charge of this organization. It's called here badassanimalrescue.com, and she will need to find a foster home in Panama for the dog while the paperwork is in process. So this is the Rosita, a stray dog from Panama, will be joining the American dream. Isn't that a lovely story? Little dog, just stray dog there in Coralville, and it's going to have an exciting life there in the United States. Oh, great. So there we go. Nice story. We like nice stories here on The Breakfast Show. They're rather uplifting, aren't they? Yes, I think so. Here's Mr. Chris Rea, Tender Hands.
Will you lay them on my eyes, and I
There we go. That's Chris. Oh, I said Chris Rea, didn't I? I was completely wrong. No, it's Christopher.
Oh.
Ah, yes, see. I wouldn't take any notice of what I say. and it's there. It says it up there. Christopher. And because I should know, because I mentioned to you Driving Home to Christmas, which is my favourite Christmas record of all time. This is Jaime, by the way. Jaime Trigos, welcome back, because you were here with us the other week. And we were talking about Serenamente, the foundation. Today we're talking about relaxing.
Yes.
And sure. Breathing.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So anyway, how you been? Good?
Good morning, Jerry. Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great morning. Thanks for inviting me to come back here to speak about important things.
Mm-hmm. Relaxing.
Yeah. And I think it's a perfect way to start talking about this by taking a deep breath and remembering, because I think sometimes we tend to forget the things that we experience the most. We get used to it, and then it becomes automatic, and we stop enjoying it. So we have to sometimes pause and remember what it is to take a deep breath, because we forget.
Because when I mentioned that, you know, you were coming in, and I said that, you know, if you think about it, we only take very short breaths normally, don't we? Very shallow. I mean, you know, when I, you know, it's, we're not filling our lungs with all that oxygen.
Exactly. So on an interesting note, recently I read that oxygen therapy is becoming famous. That
oh, really?
The scientists are relying on this kind of therapy even more and more as time goes by, because they have discovered that when the cells become highly oxygenated, the immune system gets better and all the systems in the body start working better. So if we learn to breathe correctly and breathe deeper, then we're helping our body to improve.
And how do we get ourselves into the habit? Because, you know, we just go off and then we're back to sort of, when, you know, when we're talking, we don't sort of, oh, by the way.
Well, I think that everything starts with awareness, because if we have lived all our life not being aware of our breathing, we have to start creating those moments where we go like, oh yeah, I have to breathe deeply. I have to stop breathing, like, I have to calm down, I have to pause. So it starts with that, with attention, awareness, pausing, taking your time to remember that you're here, you're alive, and you need to start taking control of that breathing rhythm.
So that one, so, but in order to do it, it's best we sort of just get relaxed in the first place, right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Creating space.
How do you relax yourself?
Well, I was thinking this morning, I was coming here and I was thinking, okay, how much time do I take to breathe? Uh-huh. And I was surprised, because I have so many years practicing this, that for me, just an inhale and exhale, it would take between 8 seconds to 10 seconds. And I'm already used to breathing like that. So I got like, wow, it's a long time, because you would guess like you would be breathing fast, like you said. So I think that the first thing is that you have to make yourself aware, okay, I'm breathing fast, or I'm taking my time. Is it deep? Is it shallow? And then I always tell people that you have to start with the basics. Sometimes it's enough to just take a moment in between the day and breathe 3 times. You have to start with that. Okay, 3 times I'm going to stop. I'm just going to take my time to breathe slowly. And you do it 3 times to start, and then as time goes by, then you breathe 10 times, then you breathe 20 times, and you go expanding, and you will notice how these little pauses make you feel better as time goes by.
Okay. All right. So it's discipline.
Yes.
Not
I like that word.
Not very good at that. But of course, the thing is, I mean, when you're exercising, say you go for a run, you are automatically breathing deeper then, aren't you? Because of the, you know, so running isn't something I do a lot of either. But what are the main benefits? What will we see by you know, this kind of exercise? We get more. Will we get sharper with all that extra oxygen, or?
I definitely think we do, and we also get a lot of other benefits that maybe we didn't imagine before starting to create this breathing culture. But before getting into that, what you said about sports made me remember something important, and it's true that when we do physical effort, our body kind of forces us to breathe deeper, right, to get more oxygen. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why sport is so good and why it helps so much to be healthier, because it also helps you to get some more deep breaths. And if you work out in Parque Omar, for example, you will be surrounded by trees, by nature, and all those deep intakes of breath are going to be more pure. They're going to be better for you. So I think sports is a great way also of getting some fresh air into your body.
All right. But I tell you what, if you do too much exercise, too much running, you could be like the cause. Restless. Breathless.
That was a good one.
So tell me, in relaxation obviously is a very important to us all, but apart from the breathing, you know, how can you get yourself in a mood? How can you, because you know, a lot of us are like sort of, I have to be doing something, you know, I need to be doing this and all that. How do you sort of discipline yourself to actually take time to relax without feeling guilty? You know, a lot of people say, you know, I do, I said, oh, yes, I've sat down, I'm going to watch. Oh, no, I can't do it because, you know, I'm not doing anything. I'm not being productive, you know.
I think that's one of the greatest obstacles we have to overcome today in this modern world, and it's this thing that you described, that we cannot feel like, I cannot have time for myself. I cannot pause. I cannot relax because I have to be doing something. I have to be accelerated. Mm. So we have to start working on that, because if we do not create that space, then we are missing a lot of good things. Now that you ask this question, you made me remember one of my favorite experiences when being in Spain. I remember I was in Madrid for some time studying, and then I was able to be in the El Parque del Retiro, which is a very beautiful park there. And every time I would walk close to the park, I would take some time to just sit on a bench and enjoy the sunset, because I felt that it was really therapeutic to do this, to just sit down, to relax, to enjoy nature, to enjoy the landscape. Mm-hmm. And these moments you take to yourself to just be there. I mean, I had lots of great experiences when I went to Spain, but I always remember fondly those moments where I just sat down in the bench in the park and just enjoyed the moment. Mm-hmm. It was in silence, just being there, breathing, being alive. I think we have to teach ourselves to give ourselves that kind of moments.
Mm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think I must admit, I mean, I'm very fortunate because where we're living, I have a balcony. And it's, you know, it's nice to sort of sit down and just, because believe it or not, here where we're living in Paitia, it can be very, very quiet, even during the day, because you don't get you get traffic, but you don't get a lot of traffic, so you don't get a lot of noise, and you really can. Sometimes it's so quiet, other times it's not, obviously, but I agree with you. I mean, finding time to relax, or just, you know, take yourself away from your routine, go out for a walk. I mean, that's one thing I'm, you know, trying to get into the habit of as well, which I need to, because exercise is important for us in so many ways. I mean, our mental health, believe it or not, is associated with, you know, getting out and exercising and so on and so forth. So there we go. So relaxing. You've been to Spain quite often, have you?
No, well, I went there to study.
You went to study?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I've never been to Spain.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like.
There we go, Three Dog Night and Never Been to Spain. I was telling a little bit of a fib there. I've been to Spain. Actually, I've been, yeah, but not very often. But, of course, when we went on vacation last year, we flew from here to Madrid, so I have been to Spain. Yeah, so we were just talking while Three Dog Night was playing about, you know, because when you were here last time, we were talking about mental health.
Yes.
And one of the things, of course, is this link between relaxation, breathing, and what in maintaining or trying to maintain that mental health. In what way does that work?
I think the greatest secret is that breath will take us back to basics. And if breathing is so important to life, such as, I mean, I could not eat for a few hours, like maybe I don't drink anything, but if I stop breathing just for a minute, maybe I'll die. Because not everybody has the same amount of time they can resist without air. So if every time you remember this, okay, the most essential thing in life, the most important nutrition for my cells and my body, I'm getting it all the time, but I'm not aware of it. So I'm getting a miracle, I'm getting life. And this thing that you are getting into yourself, it is also universal. I mean, you're sharing it with animals, with trees, with people. We are here breathing the same air in this room. So your consciousness, standing in that space of I'm breathing, it starts to expand and it starts to make you aware that if I can enjoy this, if I can be present with the most basic thing, which is being alive, breathing, then I start developing a kind of awareness, which is the awareness of true pleasure or enjoying, which is I could be eating something right now, but if I'm eating it so fast, maybe I'm not enjoying the taste. Maybe I'm not, you know, like getting involved with the experience.
You know, that's funny because that was one thing my wife said to me last night.
Like, yeah. you eat so
you
fast.
You finished already. Why do you eat so fast? I always put it, you know, I put it down to a couple of things. So, you know, I don't want anybody to steal it. It's the first one. but no, what I found was because in business, I think, you know, when I was broking and trading, I used to go to a lot of business lunches. And so you're conversing over your lunch. So you were got into a habit
you're
of eating
involved.
into eating quite quickly because you were in conversation, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that is one of my things. I scoff my food sometimes.
Well,
I still enjoy it.
I'm going to confess that it has been one of my challenges too, because since I was little, I've also been like you. Like, I go quickly over food because it was like, oh my God, it's so delicious. But with the practice of breathing and meditation, I'm also trying to get more awareness to every space of my life, including when I eat.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why you will recall, if you have seen movies or read books about Zen monks, that they will come with all these analogies about the teacup. Like drinking your tea, being present with the tea, with the smell, with the experience. And you can take that consciousness into your food, into your space with your partner, into dancing, into everything you want to do in life. So that's the beautiful thing about awareness and breathing, that it starts in a really small space, but then it's like a ball that it grows and it embraces all of your life.
It's funny because you're talking about you know, like holding breath, and I was reading something the other day, and it said something about, you know, your basically your physical condition, and you know, you should be able to hold your breath for a minute.
Exactly.
Yeah. I managed about 30 seconds.
Okay, that's something. I think there are people that cannot even hold it like for 10 seconds, and I've seen it.
Oh, really?
Meditation,
I'm not so...
So you're having a good base to grow.
So, but, yeah, because I know I used to be able to, you know, with that, because my sport over the years, which was quite energetic, was that I was... a water skier. I mean, that was ever since 16 until I used to, in my 40s, I was still skiing here in the lake. I was a slalom skier. So, you know, you're just on one ski and then of course you're turning and you've got a boat going in that direction at 30 miles an hour. Then you're going away and then you're pulling away from the boat as you cross the way. So you needed good lung capacity because you don't used to hold your breath when you get the pull and so on and that. So because when you're younger you think you can do anything, when you're older you find out you can't. but I had that capacity to be able to use the breath, but I guess, again, probably lack of exercise. Go out and exercise more. And, you know, just going out, rounding around the block and making sure that you don't always go the flat way. Make sure you go up the hills and whatever. And you'll realize just how much more breath you are actually taking in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a great reference, actually.
Yeah. So, keep breathing. The alternative is not so hot. I tell you, we're going to take another piece of music. We're talking with Jaime Trigger. And you mentioned, because we were talking about Spain, and I said, I've got another track here, Counting Crows, which you say you like.
Yes.
And this is a track of theirs. Let me see if I can get a cross. Yeah, here we are. Holiday in Spain, Counting Crows.
Got a bottle of tequila, a bottle of gin, and if I bring a little music, I can fit right in. We got airplane rides, we got California drowning out the window side. We got big black cars, and we got stories how we slept with all the movie stars. I may take a holiday in Spain, my wings behind me, drink my worries down the drain, and fly away to somewhere new. Hop on my choo-choo, I'll be your engine driver in a bunny suit. If you dress me up in pink and white, we may be just a little fuzzy about it later tonight. But she's my angel, she's a little better than the one that used to be with me. Cause she likes to scream at me, man, it's a miracle that she's not living up in a tree. I may take your holiday in Spain, leave my wings behind me, drive this little girl insane, fly away to someone new. Everybody's gone, they left the television screaming that the radio's on. Someone stole my shoes, but there's a couple of bananas and a bottle of booze. Oh, well, Happy New Year's, baby. We could probably fix it if we clean it up all day. Or we could simply pack our bags and catch a plane to Barcelona, cause this city's a drag. I may take a holiday in Spain, my wings behind me, flush my worries down the drain, and fly away to somewhere new. Take a holiday in Spain, leave my wings behind me, drive this little girl insane, and fly away.
There we go. Counting Crows, a holiday in Spain. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I'm going to go to Spain, in fact, Christina and I are going to Spain next year. That's where we're going for our vacation.
Excellent, Jerry.
Yeah, we're going to go to Madrid and Barcelona.
Oh.
And possibly Alicante. But, travel around Spain. That'll be all rather nice. One thing I won't be doing when I go on holidays is hanging around counting crows. But then that would be... That would be very relaxing, wouldn't it, really?
At least we can listen to the track.
Yes.
We can virtually hang with them.
But then you see, there's something, because, what I play, what I listen to perhaps in the evening when I'm on my own or in the car, believe it or not, in the car, ever since I came back from this vacation in May, in the car I just play Mozart.
Mozart? Oh, that's good choice.
And it's relaxing. Or the other one is I've got a whole load of music from an artist called Michael E. Just the letter E. Michael, no.
I don't know.
He does, it's almost sort of ambiente type chill out music.
Okay.
And I find that so relaxing, just listening, because he sort of creates it in such a way, there's a lot of little sounds in there, and you hear something.
I like ambience too.
Yeah. Oh, I'll introduce you.
It's good for meditation.
Uh-huh, yeah. So, anyway, look, we've only got a couple of minutes. So, final tips, the best way to discipline ourselves to make sure we do have that time for ourselves to relax.
Well, I was thinking before coming here, I want to give something to everyone based on my experience of years, on everything I've built up regarding meditation and breathing. Is the three tips of how can you change your perspective towards what is breath. So the first thing I would say is that breathing is the nexus with life itself. So first you have to know this, you have to be aware. And it's true, because I challenge everyone when I say this, just hold your breath as long as you can, and then when you breathe again, you will realize how good you feel. Because if you don't, you will die.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to breathe. There's no choice. So it's the nexus with life, the first
thing.
And
don't worry, it's impossible to hold your breath long enough to die.
Okay, that's a good one. I didn't know that.
No, yeah, you can't do that.
The body won't
the
let you.
The body won't let you.
So see, we have something interesting there, because this intelligence within the body is programmed for survival. So
oh,
I think
absolutely.
That's an important lesson.
Mm-hmm.
So our body wants to live.
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful. Thank you, Jerry.
I mean, it's always sort of amazed me, because you know what it's like if you sort of can't breathe or you hold your breath. But when we do pass, it's like, when I was around when my mother passed, the body will stop you breathing, obviously. And they always wonder what, because you never hear anybody gasp for breath when they pass.
No.
All you do actually is all you hear eventually was...
Yeah, that's why in Spanish they call it expirar.
Uh-huh.
Expiraste.
Uh-huh.
You went away.
Yeah. because like you said, your body wants to fight every, if you, get in there. But the body is very clever. It'll shut you down and let you go in peace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, then.
That was getting a bit deep. Let's get going. Next
other,
one.
The other thing is the second thing, which is really important, is that the breathing is the anchor to the present moment. So you have already two big things. It is the nexus with life, but it's also the anchor to the now.
Mm-hmm.
And in the now is where all possibilities are present.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened yesterday, I cannot change. Tomorrow is too uncertain. I don't know what will happen. Maybe
just worry about what you're doing
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. Just worrying about being here. And breathing is a way of coming back here. And the third thing is, and I think this is the more transcendent one, is that breathing is the doorway to commune with the divine, the doorway to enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
So you start with going through the levels, no? You start relating to life, no? In the first point, the nexus with life. Then you start noticing how breath is the anchor to now, and in this now, awareness grows, and then you start having experience with the divine within. So breathing is many things, many beautiful things.
And important.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that. Anyway, Jaime Tarrigo, thank you so much for being with us again this morning.
Thank you,
and we hope you will, and no doubt have you back fairly soon. Jaime Tarrigo with us. Time is 4 minutes away from the top of the hour, so it is time for me to go. Big thanks once again to Jaime, and also to up there in the United States, yes, our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. Big thanks to her. Yasmin, who's gone off to a function. She's going to have a busy, busy day. Thanks to Yasmin. She does all our background work. Our bookings, etc., etc. And don't forget, by the way, we've got another giveaway tomorrow. All that memorabilia from Charles's coronation, King Charles III. And also a big thanks go out to my co-producer Neil Danby over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom looking after Mum, and also to the boys and girls at Cooper Grada who keep us up and running. So let me see. Oh yes, you lot. Our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. By the way, stay tuned. We've got two chat SOSE coming up with Gigi, and I found out yesterday was her anniversary, the program's anniversary. So big congratulations for Gigi on that. Two chat SOS coming up. Good programming all the time here on Cool FM. And that's it then. It just remains for me to say, tomorrow being Wednesday, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, do it carefully, keep breathing, all right? Very important, because I'm going to be talking to you, not talking about you, tomorrow at 7 o'clock. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.